Good morning. 7:27 a.m. October the 13th, 2016. And I had a very nice birthday. I asked for a new pair of headphones because I've been working with extra headphones found laying around the house lately. My best pair of Turtle Beach kind of failed. Let's see if I can put this back in my pocket without shutting off the voice recorder, because it is chilly out here this morning. And it's made even chillier because I put up a bonus photo for this morning, but I went out before sunrise in hopes of getting a delightful colored skyscape this morning, and stood around waiting for it. Never actually appeared. But I'm overdressed, which is better than underdressed for the occasion. Yesterday I was largely distracted by politics. We can vote here in Colorado starting next week. And unfortunately, that doesn't mean we'll be able to put this behind us, because there'll still be plenty of people who aren't. Back to my birthday, because politics is just too depressing. I got a nice pair of steel case with an interesting suspension system for my noggin, and a microphone that pulls out and lays close to my cheek when it's in use, and I can just push it back out of the way, back into the headset when I'm done with it, which is kind of cool. I like it. It also comes with a 2-into-1 jack, so if I wanted to use it on my phone, for example, I could. That turns it into a wiring harness. Which is kind of cool. I also asked for a chair, which, of course, no one can get for me. I have to go find one for myself. I need to get that taken care of. Maybe we'll do that today. It is a beautiful morning for the all that it is. Mostly overcast, mostly cloudy. Sun is peeking through in little patches, in little breaks in the clouds off to the east. So some of the trees, the reds and the yellows are like they're in a spotlight, and others are dark. It never did turn into what I'd hoped for in terms of a light show on the bottom side of this cloud deck here, but it's still a lovely morning. And I'm out of moving. I got going early. I was barely awake when I rolled out the door. I've been up about 20 minutes when I left. I've had a little bit of water. I've had a little bit of coffee. I think I'm going to go home and make some oatmeal. I'm still bloated from yesterday. I had big breakfast. I skipped lunch because I was still very too full at lunchtime. And then we had an early dinner because we went out to dinner. And around here, if you're going to go out to dinner, you have to go someplace where it's either not very popular or you have to go early. And we went to the local steakhouse. We went to the local steakhouse chain. We probably should have gone to the other locally owned and operated steakhouse, but we went to the local chain because people were ready to eat at 4 o'clock. And so we went early, beat the rush. It was perfect. We went, had a nice meal, didn't feel particularly rushed. When we walked out, there was a line out the door. So the timing for that was pretty much on the mark. Lots and lots of color this morning. Not every tree has changed, not every shrub has changed, but there's a lot of yellow. There's even a few red trees. I saw a red tree a minute ago. Some of the shrubbery here turns bright red. Here's one that hasn't changed at all. It's underneath a big pine tree that keeps it protected. Shrub, I don't know what kind of shrub it is, but it's beautiful. It's a lovely globe-shaped shrubbery. Some guy out with a leaf blower. Quarter of 8 in the morning. I'm sure he's a popular guy this morning. Although weekday, 7:45. I suspect most people are up and moving around. Even though I suspect I'm going to get home and find at least half of my household still racked out. This is definitely an oatmeal morning for me. I really need oatmeal. I'm gonna make a chicken stew for supper. I got half a roast chicken. I got some extra chicken breast. I got some extra chicken stock. Got some celery, carrots. I'm gonna make a chicken stew, just a straight up chicken stew. I might make it into chicken and dumplings. I don't know. So here we go, turning east. It's really, the sun is just popping up over the tree line on the other side, off to the east, and it's it's remarkable how far east, given, let's see, this is October 13th, the equinox was September 22nd, so it's just about 3 weeks, but how far south of east the sun now rises, in just a few days actually, how far to the south, and we've got October, November, December, monk post. We've got about 2 months until it's actually at the solstice again, and then starts coming north. So today's the 13th, I've got 17 days to finish this book. A book which I have written pretty much zero on for the last week. A pattern I need to reverse, get back on the horse here. I need to get this 5K day thing going. It'd be better if I could get 7K a day, so I can get this book wrapped up, so I can put this book out for beta, so I can get it to Karen for editing, so I can get it to Podium for narration first week in December. Before I can do that, I have to get it actually written. I have to get the manuscript completed, and I need to. And the only way that is going to happen is if I stop being distracted by by Facebook and Twitter and Google Plus. Use my reading lamp. Put the reading lamp on. Put my headphones. I have new headphones. So I can put my new headphones on and listen to. And they cover my ears, so they don't. They're not sound canceling, but they are very much sound deadening. And go to mynoise.org or mynoise.net, whatever it is, and get some background spaceship noise. Actually, I was actually working with those on Milk Run, and there's a sort of a there's a computer room soundscape that has the whooshing sounds that are what I think of when I think of the ship being underway. It's kind of a low hum and a blower whooshing. So put those on, light my light up, get my focus back, dig into this story. They've just got underway with their first can, heading into toehold space. Ishmael's in the process of trying to get back into some of his habits, some of his practices as a captain, after being on small ships, after being one of the handful of people aboard a ship. He's having to deal with, now he's back on a ship with 28 or so people on a ship that is a couple hundred meters long, or on a ship that has more than two decks, where there's a whole engineering gang. And where most of the people already know about toehold space. This is one of those, and I have to be a little bit careful because I sort of oopsed in ashes with downplaying how much toehold space was in the academy curriculum. Ishmael didn't remember very much of it, and so his perceptions of toehold space are somewhat out of alignment with what I think they should be. But I'm just going to keep on going as if, oh no, he just didn't remember them. So if anybody asks, that's my story. I'm going to stick with it. And there's also the reality that there's 5 years between, five Spaniards, between the time Ishmael was in the academy and the time that Natalia and Zoya were in the academy. So the curricula do migrate in terms of the territory that they cover. Beautiful, it's beautiful. There's little fjords up there of blue sky in the dark clouds. A lot of them are still very dark. At this point, it's because the sun is high enough in the sky that they're not being illuminated from the bottom. They're being illuminated from the top. So some of the higher clouds are showing white through the dark gray cloud deck. It's quite lovely, and there's a clear spot right now off to the east, so I actually have a shadow. Some of the colors are being picked out. It's gorgeous. I'm up, I'm moving, I'm thinking, I need more coffee, I need to get my oatmeal going. Between books, actually, I picked up the only Glenn Stewart that I haven't read yet, City in the Sky or something, I think. I got the sample, I don't know how enamored I am with it. I've been reading a romance series that has pretty much devolved at this point to more formula than I'm comfortable with, even for romance. I like the stories. They're generally engaging stories. I like the way the author has used each book to springboard a new romance set in the same part of the country, in Kentucky, in rural Kentucky, bourbon country. But, you know, it's like, okay, no. They're good stories. They're pleasant enough stories. After six, I think I may be a little bit ready to put it down. So I need to find some new books. Yeah, I'm sweating. My phone was in the sleeve pocket of this jacket, but it's picked up enough condensation that my screen is a bit slimy. Let's see, 2040. But I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.